guys, it has been a year.
We are back in the office.
We are back, and we are back.
Just temporarily.
But you know what? We have a third. We are adding Kelly Poole.
Yay, Kelly.
To the podcast. So now it's Finance Made Easy with Karin Kelly and EB. Welcome.
Yay, thank you.
We're very excited. And boy, has it been, it's been a year, hasn't it? So today, what we're going to be talking about is we are going to talk about, well, exactly what we're doing here, returning to work after the pandemic. And really what we wanted to do, we wanted to kind of break this down into three parts. We wanted to talk about, you know, what habits did we adopt during this pandemic? I know we all had a lot of change pretty rapidly happening. We also wanted to talk about things that we want to continue doing. What like gems can we take out from this? What were our wow learning moments? And then also, what should we be doing going forward? What did we learn? And what do we want to make sure we're prepared for going forward? So with that, let's dive in.
First of all, I'd kind of like to talk a little bit about how we're feeling, because, I mean, just day to day, I feel a little bit more lethargic than I ever used to, not as much energy, trying to figure out how to get back in the swing of things. I mean, we worked from home the whole time, but it was different than coming into the office every day and dressing up and, you know, it's...
You had the fancy yoga pants, right? For a real big day.
The extra stretchy yoga pants. Yeah.
It was tough, though. I mean, it really was. And yeah. I could see it even in my parents and my neighbors and people who are inside all the time. So,
well, I think it was also, if we go back to that time in our lives right at the beginning, there was not only were we inside, but there was so much uncertainty. We were all scared.
It's a lot of fear. And we worked through all of it. But it was a process, I'll tell you. So what habits did we adopt during the pandemic that were good? I mean...
Okay, so we all got through our bread recipes pretty fast, right? We all hit our sourdoughs. What else?
I am pretty sure that one time, EB, you came to drop something off, and I was baking.
Yeah, you were making muffins. I was thinking, this is not good if she's baking muffins.
I think a lot of people went a DIY route, learned some new skills, reconnected with old pastimes that they enjoy. Some people who love music kind of got back into music.
We spent so much time in our homes that I know there was a lot of home remodeling going on. You know, me in my makeshift home office looking around thinking, I wonder what these walls would look like with different paint colors, or I wonder if we changed out this lighting. But then also, you know, maybe some decluttering. Did you guys do that?
Well, I moved houses in the middle and decluttered. I did. It was a ton of stuff. And you don't realize, I mean, I lived in my house for 22 years, so it was a little different. But you don't realize how much you just collect until you really go deep. I mean, we've cleaned closets before and we've done Goodwill before every year. But to do a real deep down, I remember everyone was decluttering. I think Goodwill was, you know, overwhelmed with all of the...
It was. And going back to that time when there was a lot of uncertainty and maybe people were out of jobs, that could have been an income source for people when they were decluttering and maybe we, you know, selling those items that you weren't getting as much use out of anymore on, you know, online, different marketplace type things. You know, that's a smart way if you're not using things to get a little extra spending money. So,
well, and talking about that, just saving. We record savings. It was amazing. I mean, nobody spent as much money as they used to during that year, and it felt kind of good.
It did.
It felt kind of good to see your, you know. Hopefully, you weren't out of a job during the pandemic, but the savings rate was up quite a bit this year.
Yeah, it certainly was. And another thing that I found myself doing, but I think a lot of people also did, like a good habit was spending more time on wellness, just focusing on working out from home or being mindful to take a walk during the day or even that stretched out commute that some of us had. Getting rid of that, and what are we doing with that time? So when we think about getting out of our houses and re-entering society, that is one of those things that I would love to keep the foot on the gas pedal and continue to do, is just being mindful of how I'm spending my time.
Yeah. I think that's a great, you know, point, Callie. And something I adopted during this whole time was meditation.
Oh.
Makes you a little uncomfortable at first, right? It's kind of a scary thing to try, but boy, it's almost like a workout for your brain.
I was never able to do that before. Or just quiet, being quiet or calm.
That doesn't surprise me, Karin.
But it is. I didn't meditate, but I felt like I was more present.
Yeah.
With my family, with my friends. You know, I just didn't do as much and feel like I had to do as much. It was kind of nice to be calm.
Well, great. Another great point, Karin, you know, really bringing into focus what's important in life. We've done a lot of podcasts here about finance, right? That's the main purpose of our podcast here. But what's the point of savings if you're not enjoying life? And so I think it's bringing it back to find out what's important to you in life, finding that balance. We always, every episode, we end up talking about balance. You know, you need to enjoy life while also saving too, but finding that great balance is so important.
And I think with that balance comes, what are we going to continue to do?
Right. Exactly, Kelly. What are you going to continue to do?
Well, it won't be cooking from home.
No more muffins?
The muffins were not great. They were more like hard as rocks, but that's neither here nor there. But I will continue to focus on healthy lifestyle. I think that's something that, not just physical health, but making sure, you know, you're spending that extra time with your family and focusing on putting your phone away and not being as engaged in technology and just continuing to spend time. How about you, Evie?
You know, I didn't realize how much of a habit I had gotten into just shopping at larger retailers. It wasn't something I really thought about, that I wasn't supporting smaller businesses with my dollars. And so it's something I've been really putting front and center and being more conscious of when I do spend money, putting it together, a gift basket for friends, trying to do a small local mom and pop type shop, because, you know, kind of sad to say, I didn't think about it before, but now when we went through this whole thing and they were shut down, in my mind, I was like, well, what would we do if they're not in our communities anymore? So, you know, just being more conscious of where those dollars are spent.
I'd like to continue to save a little bit more at the rate that I was. Might not be realistic if we go back to work and we start having to buy new clothes or, you know, going out to eat, those kind of things more often than we used to during the last year. But I have been way more, I mean, we talk about it all the time with our clients, but me personally, I really did kind of focus more on where my money was going. And I really liked that. I understood it better. And it's amazing how much money you can spend when you don't think about it.
Right?
It's absolutely true. I think if you did find yourself without a job during the pandemic, most likely you did a budget and got really clear on where those dollars were going. And I think just like we cleaned out our homes and did this spring cleaning, it was kind of nice to do a financial reset like you're talking about, a spring cleaning for your money, to get a good idea of where are all those little parts and pieces going? How much am I really spending on, you know, Amazon? Or how much am I really spending on even, you know, subscription services that you just might not think of?
Or even, I've talked to a few people, their spring cleaning was going down to one car in a family. They didn't need to have the expenses of owning two cars. What's the point if one person is going to be working remotely for the most part? You don't need to have two vehicles. That's an expensive asset to be sitting idle the majority of the time, you know?
Right.
So just finding ways of what's, again, what's truly important to you. So
I've done a lot of small dinners at my house and just invited different friends over. And that's where I was more present, where it used to never, that just was never in the cards. And I want to keep that habit. I want to just do like once in a month, have my close friends over, my family, and just do an at-home dinner. I think it's...
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, fun.
So what should we do going forward, guys? We learned a lot of good habits, it sounds like. Maybe some bad habits, too. Maybe bring the alcohol budget down a little bit. But what do we want to make sure we continue? What did we learn? What do we want to do going forward?
I think the theme of mindfulness has really come out of the pandemic. When it comes to being mindful, Evie, you mentioned on how shopping small and shopping local, or even being mindful, Karin, of how you mentioned spending time with family. And I think it comes down to everything you have is precious. If it's money, if it's time. So using it in a way that's really going to benefit you is, I think, something that a lot of people have had to challenge during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Time doesn't stop.
It does not. It
keeps marching on, right? And so, yeah, for me, really being more in tune with myself, learning what it takes to kind of fill my cup back up, to kind of get back to where I needed to go. And so for me, it's really reevaluating those, what's a want and what's a need. And when before I definitely thought of travel, you know, fun events out with friends is more of a want type thing, I learned through this that I need to have some of that. That does actually become a need. And so just being more in tune, what are you lacking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and a lot of things that we did just in our business, once we finally figured out how to use Zoom, I mean.
You're muted. You're muted.
Seriously, for a long time, we were just like calling people and trying to figure this out. And then we started doing a lot of meetings over the computer. We don't have to have in-person meetings all the time. Yep. It's just nice to see people in person and show them things, not just on a computer screen.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that we all did as a team, I know, is just did a lot more planning with our investments.
Yeah.
Like, take a look at where they are, how, you know, the market has done super well. Just make sure, a lot of us now have a pile that we are, you know, we don't want to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure that you know where your assets are, what risk level you are, those kind of things. Meet with your financial advisor. Go through the planning. I had several people decide to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where does that money come from?
Yep.
Like, and still retiring. Like, still deciding to retire.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out, okay, so if I don't get a paycheck anymore, how am I going to get paid?
Yep.
Where does that money come from?
Yep.
Do we do Social Security early? Do we do it later? You know, do we use our money out of our 401k first?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of planning, but just take the time to understand what you have.
I think we also learned very quickly how volatile and fast the market can move, and the importance, the reason people are diversified is exactly this.
Absolutely.
You know,
exactly,
and
right.
You just can't let your emotions get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you did, you're probably thinking it, having a very different story than what we're talking about right now.
That's absolutely true, AB. Yeah, when it comes to being an investor, it has nothing to do with your gut. It's so easy to think.
It's almost the opposite. Right?
Yes, it does. So have a plan and stick to it. Even it's every time the market goes down, the news will always say, we've never seen this before.
Yep.
We've never seen this before.
The world is ending.
Well, we've seen change so many times before. So we have seen it before, and it always comes in a different way, shape, or form. But the result's usually the same. The market will recover in time. How much time? Again, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to stick to your plan.
Exactly.
I know everyone says, you're right, this is different this time. But you know what? Do you guys remember Y2K? When it turned 2000?
Right? We were filling our bathtubs up, weren't we, with water to make sure we had water.
So everything is different, but you're right. We handle everything the same. Yes. But Asian Missile Crisis. I mean, there's so many things that you can talk about. 2008, the terrorist attack. You know, there's always something.
There is. Mm-hmm. And you know what? People, we are so resilient. We may not like change, but boy, can we adapt quickly. Mm-hmm. This year has taught us anything.
Well, even talking about this podcast and thinking about back a year ago.
A year.
Really, and trying to figure out how to, you know, wash our hands as much as we did. And
washing our groceries? And,
yeah.
Why are we wiping down our plastic bag?
Yeah, we were all just trying to, you know, figure it out.
Adapt.
And and things change in that aspect too. But here we are. And we still aren't back to the office in full. But we expect to be in the next couple months. And I'm assuming a lot of people listening are in the same category. Yeah. Or maybe they've just changed their whole world and they're going to work from home for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. So make sure I think that you think about the things that you did during the pandemic that you love, that you want to keep. Like even hobbies and or charities or things like that that are outside of, you know, your busy life.
Like you said, be present in the moment. I can tell you guys, even just sitting in a room with you right now, it just is so refreshing.
It's and fun to see you.
It really is. And not taking these times for granted. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, hope you're all having, you know, a great kind of end, hopefully end-ish to the pandemic. And we look forward to starting back our podcasts.
So.
Yay. Happy to be here.
Talk next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.